The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the conclusion of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of all these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, raised his hands, blessed them, and as he blessed them, he parted from them and was taken up to heaven. They did him homage and then returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple praising God. The Gospel of the Lord. When the disciples astonished, looking up in heaven, the angel says, "Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven." So, this is our story. Christianity is always waiting for the second coming of Christ. But for the time being, how we wait, in what sense? By waiting. Waiting doesn't mean sitting and just hoping something better. Jesus wants us to walk with him. "Come and follow me." His direction is towards God the Father. But as we know, his footpath first to Calvary, Golgotha. Hand on the cross. Hand of mouth of God forgiving. This is our way. No other way. If you don't understand this meaning of Passion of Christ, that we are his disciples and we are not better than our Jesus. So we say, when we say we follow him, we follow his footpath. This is how we celebrate, or we wait for the second coming of Jesus. Sometimes we took so much energy to identify who is the false prophet, who is the false pope. Today I received quite a few messages from the internet and telling us now the second coming is near at hand, and now, as if saying, this Pope Francis is a false pope and you be careful. Why we have so much time to think who is who? It's important how you are living this present moment. If God really comes now, where are you? If your heart is far from the Lord, doesn't help you anything. end of time doesn't help you at all. If you're not living, you're not loving. So for second coming, every moment is a meeting with Christ. That's very important, especially now your work with all the pagan families. Jesus says, whatever you do to the least, you do it to me. They might be Buddhist, or perhaps could be Muslim. Doesn't matter. Whatever you do to the least, you do it to me. That's how we prepare his second coming. It's important how you live. If the time comes, or earthquake, boom, we all go down to the garage. Some can be saved, some can be dead. Jesus, come. So, where is your heart? That's the very important factor. Your heart is always with the Lord. Although you're suffering, but suffering doesn't mean there's not a hindrance towards sanctity. Everybody is different. Don't think, oh, I follow Jesus, it's always hardship. It's not that way. Hardship is one thing. Peace is another thing. Many times we suffer not because we have hardship, but we don't have peace. That's a key point. Many people have peace. Doesn't mean they don't have hardship. They walk with the Lord. That is the joy. So, don't worry about too many things. Important is to ask yourself, do you live every moment voluntarily to do better the will of God? This is the last thing you have to ask yourself. Are you right now doing the will of God if you forget the other things? In Latin you say, ik et nunc, now and here. Although it's a simple word, although I mentioned so many times, but it helps me, helps you too. At times I have to ask myself, I'm standing here, what I'm doing now, actually, what's my heart yearning for? At times, it's a kind of examine of conscience. Many times you think of so many things, busy so many for so many things, it's true. But you have to come back to original sense of your being. God made you to glorify, to make his plan in fullest on earth. He sent you to Hong Kong. He sent you to this particular family. He sent you to serve that particular person. He said that you show the love of Jesus towards the person you are attending. No more and no less. Every moment, of course, not only in serving, but now in church, one mind, one heart. Just praying for this, Father, that all may be one with the love of God together. This togetherness, get the strength to work, to go again. That's how the angels say, men of Philippines, or women of the Philippines, why are you standing and looking at the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven. We are waiting, but by the time we live in faith. This is the word of God. Whatever you do to the least, you're doing it to me. Believe it. Although the person you serve doesn't love you so much, it's not your matter. Jesus on earth, not all people loved him. They listened to write down, jot down the things at the time of judgment. They go to Pilate, Pontius Pilate. Oh, he said this. And tell the high priest, Jesus did this. secret police. Doesn't matter. It's important, one mind, one heart. Don't wait for too many things. Simplicity, unless you have a humility. If you don't have a humble heart, you won't be simple. You're complicated. You try to judge. And that's why the message of on the 2nd of May, our Heavenly Mother talked to Viryana, one of the visionary in Bajagoria. One of the things says, don't judge. Just continue to love. Our Heavenly Mother knows that we are used to judging others more than yourself. You see, it's not I'm teaching you. It's Heavenly Mother is giving you the sense, the key point. We used to see, wow, this situation would, always pointing out to others and never see our own face. We dare not see us. When we see the other people is not that good, then you satisfy. I'm not that bad. No, you are called to be a saint. You have to be holy as God the Father is holy. Do you remember this phrase? Do you remember? Have you ever heard this phrase of the Lord? You have to be holy as God the Father is holy. Your holiness is come to as good as St. Teresa is not in love. As St. Paul is not in love. It's not your sanctity. That's the bond to St. Paul, this St. Teresa. Yourself. This is your sanctity. You are to be a particular saint. Not others. You have a special grace the others don't have. Even Mother Teresa doesn't have your grace. He can't be live like you. He can live like in her place, not in your place. Don't imitate something about Mother Teresa or be humble. Yes, of course. But you have a particular place, a particular grace. Take it and believe it. Trust it. We can't see. Unless you don't agree with what I'm saying, of course you can do anything. If you agree with what I'm saying, if you believe really Jesus is inviting you to leave every present moment, to live, to serve with his heart, heart to heart. That's the only thing, simple thing. But ask a special grace to be humble and to be simple. I believe it.